Thank you. came from him. And if I do, I'll tell you the last is that we're capable of that sort of thing as it's happening that day, as I feel it. This is a positive point of view. This is a simple and easy way to get some hot dog to come down. This is a positive way to be tired from the school. It's a positive way to be tired from the school. It's a positive way to be tired from the school. It's a positive way to be tired from the school. And now we have to be tired from the school. It's a positive way to be tired from the school. It's a positive way to be tired. In fact, this passage isn't quoted in the passage scripture. There's no football period, and there's no frame of fact with the whole history of the story in Genesis 22. As it goes back, it's just a kind of a simple frame of fact, which is the passage that Abraham and his four sons should be. In fact, the one that God has been accepted for the law that is told with the name of the king in the prophecy of Genesis 23. So the question then becomes, why is this particular passage included? The third one, why is the beginning of this composed of this passage? The answer, why is this particular passage? Why is this the beginning of this story?
Both the Bible's contemporary reading of the Bible and also the preacher of the Bible is out of application. If they believe that all scripture is breathed by God and is possible for teaching, spiritual truth, for correction, and for training in righteousness, or it's simply for that all scripture is relevant, then necessarily we should be able to apply all scripture to our lives. But here's the problem. The study of God's scripture is very valuable for both our world and also the world of the first century church. Let's take Exodus 23, 19 as an example. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Which means, how do you find this in the wild? Ivan Robinson, a well-known preacher and teacher of preaching, who helps us with broken tells the preacher's rattling abstraction. For example, if I were to take Jesus' command to love your neighbor as yourself, it's very easily applies to us today. Our neighbor can be anyone, and so Jesus is telling us to love everyone the way we would love ourselves. This is universal and applies directly from this context to us. But what about Exodus 23:19? I mean, this obviously cannot be applied directly to us, since Jesus says that all things are clean in Mark 7:19. Well, if this cannot apply directly, then we must go further up the ladder of abstraction. So next, it's important to ask the why question. Why was this ladder, and why was this passage written? So this is your prior knowledge of the text and the audience of the text, or the context, is very useful. We know from the historical context that Exodus, and specifically the food laws within Exodus, were written to keep the nation of Israel separate from other nations. It was about holiness. In fact, as we know about specifically this first year, other nations worship false gods by boiling a baby goat in its mother's milk as part of their worship to the idol. So with that in mind, we can put up a ladder of abstraction saying that this law is about keeping the Israelites from being involved in idolatry that surrounds God's people and also bringing its practices into the religion. So with that in mind, how can we therefore apply Exodus 23:19? The principle of making is that we should not associate ourselves with idolatrous worship. But now the question is, how do we know that this principle is true? Well, after we climb the ladder of abstraction, after we have determined what the principle of application is, we need to look to other parts of Scripture to determine if the principle we have come up with is indeed consistent with the rest of Scripture. So, what other parts of the Bible or Scripture affirm the principle that God doesn't want us to associate ourselves with idolatrous worship? Well, first, we can start with the more immediate context of Canaan, specifically the book of Exodus. Exodus 20:3-5 says this: you shall have no other gods before me, and you shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Beyond Exodus, there are many verses that talk about idolatry, including Jeremiah 2:27-28, Galatians 19:4. 1 John 5:21, to name only a few of those passages. This is a ladder of abstraction, and this can help us apply passages to our lives today.
Use the abstraction
what happened there? What did Abraham do? What did he come to be? Was Abraham out for him?
Yeah.
And it's almost possible that he had a woman who was in the pool of his sleep with her. No, definitely. So this is maybe this is not a good one. Thank you, Abraham. I'm going to go to the next one. powerful around God. If you barely feel it, we're going to get into a challenge. This challenge. This actually really is still for the way it's not even kind of thinking about it. It's not kind of thinking about it. Thank you. was referring to this to be peripheral, so it's like possible for the people to be to. Or was it different words? That the girl was a child of her dad and gave a story not about women, named Ruth, the mother of her to bring a girl to the King David. It's basically the life of King David. All of these stories have one great story, from which the man is going to go to me. This is a man getting a business deal to tell a little story to me. One of the stories is going to be